We have a 2319 sorting emergency.
Get sorted. Get sorted. Get sorted. Get sorted. Get sorted.
Hello and welcome to Get Sorted, the podcast where we take characters from famous works of fiction and sort them into their Harry Potter houses. I'm Nora Chin.
And I'm Beth Reinstein.
This week, it's just us in studio. I know
it's just us.
We're really loving that last episode with Julian.
And we've had a lot of guests this season.
We have. I like having guests.
You like having guests? It's fun. I like a little column A, little column B.
Yeah. It's nice to be just us again.
It is nice.
Because the guests always try to argue with us when we try to rig the game.
That's right.
But it's our game.
Slytherin forever.
Slytherin forever. This week, it's just us. We're doing Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love this movie.
Yeah. So good. Pixar really hits them out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
Although I have to say, I wasn't a huge fan of the Emotions one. What was that one called? What's it called?
Amy Poehler was in it.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Pixar.
Crying Game.
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was okay. I guess I only saw it once, but
I saw it with my mom. This is actually kind of a funny, goofy, and sad story. But I was watching this with my mom, so I had been home. My aunt at the time was nearing the end of her life, and my mom was essentially like her full-time caregiver at our house. And so part of why I came home was to help my mom out, help my aunt out, and we went and saw Inside Out in theaters. Here's the funny thing. I was a mess. I was a mess at the end of the movie. And I look at my mom, just dry. And she's like, are you crying, Beth? And I was like, how can you not?
I cry at sad ads, Mom. What's wrong with you?
I was like, your sister's dying. How is this movie about emotions not affecting you?
Yeah.
But maybe it's because it was more about like a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And I think I feel that little teenager.
Oh, yeah.
She resonates.
Man, sometimes those like emotions, it's just like, you know, you're PMSing and you're just like so angry all the time. I saw some meme recently that was just like so perfect where it's just like rage, just like absolute uncontrollable rage.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're not talking about Inside Out.
We're talking about Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Great movie.
Oh, great movie. I mean, it's just all these Pixar movies, especially the ones when Pixar was not, well, I guess they've always been owned by Disney, but still. Pixar,
well, they haven't always. They merged with them at some point because there's Pixar movies and then there's Disney Pixar movies.
Yeah. This is a Disney Pixar, I believe.
Is it?
I'm looking at Google right now.
Oh, well, they did a great job.
Yeah, they did do a great job. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
All right. Starting with Needleman and Smitty.
This is our main cast. They're the like teenage.
They're the little like janitors. Helpers. Yeah, they're so cute.
They're great. I put them as Hufflepuffs.
Oh, me too, for sure. I mean, they're just like, oh, Mr. Slowly.
They're like super fans. Yeah.
Oh, I love them. So Needleman and Smitty
are
Hufflepuffs.
Yeah, they are great. I love them. A little comic relief. In a comedy. There's not enough comedy in this movie.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough slapstick.
All right. What's his next guy's name?
Henry J. Waternoose III.
Oh, yeah.
He is the owner.
AKA Mr. Krabs.
The owner of Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Or the power plant. I put him as a Gryffindor. Now, I know that sounds weird, but the reason he was decided to work with Randall is because he was worried about... I felt like he was a Gryffindor who was so blind because he was so worried about the monsters and their power supply that he flipped. It just went to, he crossed the line.
And he didn't like try to find another solution. He panicked a
little
bit.
Yeah. So I kind of was like, this dude's a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
That's what kind of, because I can see the Slytherin. I mean, he's, you know, he's selfish. He's saving his own people, but also they also believe that children are like gonna hurt you, which is so funny because they're monsters.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I felt kind of Gryffindor. That like ending speech where he's like, you know, talking about the good of the monsters. I don't know. That was just kind of my.
That's true. I think I can get down with that. Yeah. That's true. That he's like, he's trying to do what's best, but he's just like falling.
Yeah, and he really does have good intention behind it. He just doesn't care what the consequences are for the other side.
And we're seeing it from the perspective of a human too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So.
Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs. I mean, Henry Waternoose is
a Gryffindor.
All right.
Fungus.
Is Randall's little helper. Yeah.
Okay, I put him as a Slytherin because he's just like doing bad for a bad guy.
Well, I put him as Ravenclaw. I think to play a little, because he's kind of like the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay,
that
cool.
That fungus
is
a
Ravenclaw.
Okay, Celia
May Hufflepuff.
I put her as a Gryffindor. Okay. She's got spunk.
She does have spunk.
Not that Hufflepuffs don't have spunk, but
she's sassy.
She's got some heat. She's got some spice.
You know what? And when Mike messes up, she's not afraid to like.
Oh, no.
And I like that in a woman.
Pookie Bear.
Oh, Schmoopsie Poop. Or whatever they call each other.
Schmoopsie Poop.
Also, her hair is great because it's snakes. It's but snakes. We'll get there later.
Oh, my God. That joke where they're like, I think I'm going to get a haircut. And they're all like,
No.
Celia.
Is.
A.
Gryffindor.
Take two. All right, Roz.
Okay.
This was a little tricky.
She is a little, because she has her big reveal at the end.
Yeah.
I put her as a Ravenclaw.
Okay. I was thinking about that. I put her as a Gryffindor, but I think Ravenclaw's good because she's a little more calculated.
Yeah, and she seems
biding her time.
Yeah, and yeah, she doesn't seem as like, I'm going to just jump in kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt she's very calculated.
Yeah. So Roz
is
a
Ravenclaw.
Randall, also put him as a Ravenclaw.
Oh, did you? I put him as a Slytherin, but give me your Ravenclaw argument.
Well, the same as Roz, that he's like, he's planning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's Slytherin too, and he does kind of slither.
Well, and that is very true. I feel like Roz plans for non-selfish purposes, whereas Randall is planning because he wants to win.
Yeah.
And he wants himself.
That's true. So, yeah.
Randall.
Is.
A Slytherin.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good point. He is just trying to win.
Yeah, he's not thinking about the greater good.
No.
Or greater anything.
No.
Just Randall.
Just him.
Just Randall.
Mike Wazowski.
Okay. What'd you put him as?
I put him as a Ravenclaw.
Oh, okay. That was neither of the two.
He seems kind
of
like the brains behind that duo.
Yeah.
And I think he's a little more wary and a little less gung-ho than Sully.
Oh, that is definitely for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think he's like weighing the pros and cons constantly, which kind of seems like.
I like that.
Ravenclaw to me.
All right. Mike Wazowski
is
a
Ravenclaw.
Now, Sully.
What did you put?
I put him between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. I wasn't really 100% sure because I didn't see him as like, I'm brave. I'm just going to run and do rash things. Like when the whole boo thing happens, it's like, oh, you know, he's not like, but he wants to do the right thing and he feels motivated by true good.
I put him as a Gryffindor because he's just like, I mean, when they're with the Yeti.
Oh,
he
Mike
turns around. He's gone. You know,
he just
went for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put him as a Gryffindor.
I like that. All right, Sully
is
a Gryffindor. Oh, we're still going.
Boo.
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 Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because she's so little.
She's a baby.
And she says very few words.
Yeah.
But
she says kitty.
Kitty. Kitty.
She says Mike Wazowski.
Uh-huh. Mike Wazowski.
It's crazy that she's nonverbal except she can say Mike Wazowski.
You know, the brain wants to say what the brain wants to say.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like that's like with little kids when I teach like preschool music, like parents will be like, how do you know this song? You can barely like speak, but they just hear it and they.
Well, that's the thing too, where it's like, I think music has a way of, you know.
Music opens your language receptors.
It does. And that's a thing like in that movie, The King's Speech, where one of the ways he gets past his stutter is by singing the words.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, of course I don't stutter when I sing. I was like, well, then sing the words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
Oh. Anyway, Boo
is
a
Hufflepuff.
All right. Nice little quick.
That was quick. Yeah, this is like not a lot of characters in this cast, so I feel like the beefy part's going to be the
house points.
The puntos de casa.
CC.
Yeah, okay, well, let's have a quick ad.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
As always, Get Sorted is brought to you by Birdie Bots Every Flavored Beans. This week's first featured flavor is yak's milk. Milking a yak isn't exactly a picnic, but once you pick the hairs up, it's very nutritious. Ah! That was my scream, because it's lightning round. Did that power you, monsters?
I mean, I'm fully charged up from all this yak's milk I've been drinking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lightning round. Ka-choo, ka-choosh. That's my lightning, my thunder.
I love it.
Cool. Well, let's do it. All right, so Charlie, he's George's assistant. The 2319 guy.
3, 2, 1,
Ravenclaw.
I just thought he was loyal, and I thought he was like, but I can see.
I feel like he plays by the rules, and he's like very to code.
And you know what? The other thing I can see is Ravenclaw is he's like, that thing's going to kill us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that Ravenclaws are
like, a beetle will kill you. Like,
yes. Yeah. So Charlie's a Ravenclaw. The Yeti.
I had him as
3, 2, 1, Hufflepuff.
That guy's down to clown.
So Miss Flint, the trainer of the monsters.
The new scarers.
3, 2, 1,
Ravenclaw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart pants. Okay,
Bile, who is one of the trainees.
The one who messes up.
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1, Hufflepuff. Trying his darndest. George. What's his last name?
Sanderson.
3, 2, 1, Hufflepuff.
Poor dude.
That guy's got a positive attitude.
He really does.
He's not, until the end.
Well, you know, enough.
It's enough. Cool. And then Jerry, he's the floor manager on the scarrowing floor.
3, 2, 1, Ravenclaw.
Yeah. Keeps good time.
All right. That's it.
That was so quick.
That was our quickest lightning round.
The lightning.
Lord of the
lightning
Rings, eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back after Quidditch. For Quidditch and House Points after a word from our sponsors.
Once again, Get Sorted is brought to you by Birdie Butts Every Flavored Bean. Our second featured flavor is Fruit Loops, a great way to lure your human child to bed.
Hey, Get Sorted listeners. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast and want to know how to help support its production, consider donating to our Patreon. Even though Get Sorted is free to listen to, it's sadly not free to make. And unlike Harry Potter, we don't have a vault full of shiny galleons to help pay for it. We have exciting rewards for subscribers. At $5 a month, you can get access to a donors-only podcast where we do chapter-by-chapter review and discussion of the Harry Potter books with favorite and frequent guest, Julian Chin, who has never read them. What kind of Ravenclaw is he?
Yeah.
Right now, our Patreon goal is to get $15 a month in subscriptions. Once we hit that goal, we're going to purchase our own website domain. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just go to getsorted.com instead of getsortedcast.wordpress.com?
Some of your fingers get so tired.
And I don't know about you, but I have carpal tunnel. So the less typing I have to do, the better. So head on over to patreon.com/getsortedcast to find out all the juicy details about what you can get for your patronage. Once again, that's patreon.com/getsortedcast. What a great ad.
Great ad. Whoever read that copy, very talented.
I know. I can't believe that kind of talent exists in this world.
I know. It's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling. But, listeners, we've come to the part of our episode where we have a Quidditch team, and we will eventually pit all the different Quidditch teams against each other in our season finale. So, Nora, you want to tell us who is representing Monsters, Inc.?
Beth, I would love to. We are without stands right now, for all you viewers.
Yeah.
We're doing a real intimate handheld move right now. So, our chasers are Sully, George, and the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Our beaters are Celia and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The keeper is Roz, and the seeker is Randall.
Strong team.
Strong team,
Nora.
An ST, you might say. Strong team. Great.
Who do they fight for?
Oh.
I know.
I guess, I don't know. Hufflepuff?
Yeah, it feels like Hufflepuff to me.
Yeah.
I
would say Gryffindor, but I don't think as a whole it's a Gryffindor. Like, it's not like that. Everybody's trying to preserve.
Yeah. And they're all trying to be their own people. And I feel like they're just trying. Yeah. It's Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff.
It's Hufflepuff.
You got monsters fighting for you. And they're so cute, too.
Oh, they're
feels
so
like
cute.
A very Hufflepuff.
Yeah, it's wholesome.
Yeah.
It's wholesome.
I love it.
Cool.
Okay.
Good. Awesome. So Monsters, Inc. is a Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
An important vitamin.
It'll help you if you got a cold. Monsters,
so
Inc.
So true.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about starting taking a multivitamin.
I mean, I just started taking fish oil and B12.
I feel like I'm tired all the time, and I think I might have an iron deficiency.
That is probably true. The iron deficiency. I don't know. The tired all the time, I can't speak for you. But most people have an iron deficiency.
I was like, wow, burn. I look like I have an iron deficiency.
No, I just feel like I don't eat a lot of beef.
Isn't there like a thing that like for in women too? Like women's multivitamins are always have like a lot of iron in them?
Yes. And
we
also
bleed it all out every month.
That's right. Well, and also like unless you eat a lot of beef or like really a lot of dark leafy greens, it's hard to. And I don't know about you, but I don't eat a lot of beef. That's like a
trying
fun
not to.
Yeah.
Trying to cut down to one red meat once a week.
That sounds like a doable.
Yeah. It's good for the environment. Anyway.
Anywho.
Loved that tangent, but let's move on to house points where we're going to give house points to all the characters. And then at the end of every season, we have a Quidditch final. So all these Quidditch teams we make will be fighting against each other every season. And then the winner gets house points put towards their house. And we have an overall House Cup winner every season. And then, after 8 seasons, we're going to have a Quidditch World Cup.
Whoa.
Where the winners from all the 8 seasons bow, bow, bow. Fight each other.
And also, whoever whatever house wins the House Cup, you, listener, if are part of that house, you can request our next season, you can do our listener request. That's
we
like
get one, yeah, one limited to a trilogy or a single movie.
Mm-hmm.
Please, unless you can throw in a TV series, and if we've watched it, we'll do it. But we just can't commit. You can't be like, "Yo,
watch
do the X-Files."
Oh my god!
It's like what?
We would.
I mean, I've watched it, but
I have not.
Yeah, anyway. But yeah, but yeah, it's a cool opportunity for our listeners to
get involved,
participate. But anyway, let's do some house points.
Yeah.
You wanna start us off with something?
Yes, I want to give 5 points to Mike because in that like opening sequence with Sully, he's like, floss those teeth. You got to fight plaque.
Yeah.
Very important to floss your teeth,
yeah,
people.
That's
I just
great.
Got 3 cavities in between the teeth. Even though I floss. Anyways, that's a tangent.
My dental history is sad. I have bad teeth. Doesn't matter how much I brush, how little I brush. I got mad cavities, girl.
Ugh. We're in it together. And then if Julian's the same way, then our poor children will just have dentures.
Our uncle like didn't go to the dentist till he was like 35 and then went to the dentist, 0 cavities.
And
I did not inherit those genes. No.
Not fair.
I did not.
Not fair.
He's good at keep taking care of himself though. So
that's right.
Cool. So 5 points to Mike for a plaque.
5 points to George for rocking the cone of shame and not being ashamed about it.
No, he was just working it too. I mean, he didn't let it hold him back at all.
That's right.
I'm gonna give 5 points to the Yeti for being really positive.
Yeah, and very welcoming too.
Yeah, really nice guy. It's kind of a shame that he got banished.
It is.
Yeah.
Do we know why he got banished? I forget. He just got banished.
I don't remember. I think they didn't mention it. It was just like a way to be like, see, this is why people say they saw a Yeti, because there's a Yeti.
I've got 10 points for Boo, separated into 2 subsections.
Okay.
One is for her little potty dance because it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
When she's in the little costume.
You doing a little dance? You doing a dance?
And then the other is just because she's cute. She's adorable. So I just gave her 5 points.
Oh, yeah. She's so cute. She's so cute.
So cute.
5 points to, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Petition for feminist icon, Roz.
Oh, yeah, that's who I put as feminist
okay,
icon.
Cool. I was going to give her 5 points for being a boss, but I was like, I should just give her 50.
Yep.
Cool.
Negative 5 points to Mike because when they got Boo, he's like, I don't care where we put her. Let's just get her out of here.
Yeah.
Not cool. She's not a little kid.
Well, they do think that she's poison.
That's true, but still.
That's like a weird, isn't that like, that was a lie made up by the Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. It was like revealed at the end that that's a lie.
It's like, why? What's the benefit to, I guess, to protect? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Also, is the monster world like a parallel dimension? What's the deal?
I don't know.
Because they have these portals that they can use to get there. Is it like, is it a different dimension, or is it just like a different planet, like a different universe? And they're just like.
I feel like it's a different universe and not a different dimension.
Yeah. Where it's just like, they're just, yeah, they're in a different galaxy somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they it's like a more like a transporter.
Yeah.
Than like a multidimensional.
That's portal. What I feel like. Mm.
Okay, I want to give 5 points to Needle and, what's his name?
Smitty.
Needle and Smitty, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smitty?
They're fun.
Needleman and Smitty, yeah, they are fun. I'm going to give 5 points to Bile because he had an artistic approach to his scaring.
He did.
And I appreciate that.
And minus 5 points to Mrs. Flint for Miss Flint for not appreciating
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm giving 10 points to Celia for calling out Mike when he was being a poopy boyfriend.
You got to hint to all our listeners, you got to call him out.
That's right.
You got to call him out, especially if you identify as female. Don't let people who have been socialized to look down on you
mm-hmm.
tell you what to do.
Preach!
Just say no. Don't apologize for things that you didn't do wrong.
That's right.
And don't let yourself be talked over.
Amen.
When appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because sometimes you should just shut up.
But you
know. That's forever. That's advice for everyone.
That's for everyone. Across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But
Celia, in this case, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I want to give plus 5 points to Randall because he's good at his job.
Yeah. And another 5 points because Randall can color change. That's kind of cool. Oh, yeah,
that's cool.
But I don't. So now here we get to fashion icon.
Yeah.
Do we give it to Randall because he can change his outfit whenever? Hmm. Or Celia because she's got a cute little outfit.
I think Celia.
Yeah, Celia for sure. Okay, great.
I think she's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Although, yeah, Randall does bring something to the table, but it's not, he's not using it to a fashion advantage.
Mm-mm. No, it's for pure.
Yeah.
Utilitarian purposes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Minus 5 points to Charlie for being a freaking snitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Charlie.
5 points to Sully because when Mike's like, oh, I got to do paperwork, but I've got to take Celia on a date. And Sully's like, I got you.
Yeah.
Solid friend.
And then he messes it up. But the intent was there.
The intention was to help his friend who had to go on a nice date with his
lady. Well, he only messed it up because Randall.
Stupid Randall.
Okay. Minus 5 points to, what's his name? The third.
Oh, Water News.
He's mean.
He is mean.
He's, you know what? It's an allegory for the 1%.
Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm. That's trickle down. Trickles down.
Yep.
He thinks he knows what's best. He's just evil and mean and just wants money for himself.
Mm-hmm. I'm
surprised we didn't put him as a Slytherin. But we'll keep him as a Gryffindor and give him minus 5 points.
Who else? I'm going to give Mike 5 points because he's green. Oh, no. You know what? Here's why I'm giving Mike 5 points. Because when that commercial happened and, like, it's clear that he was cut out of the commercial, he's in there. You see his, like, arms and legs. And he's like, I was in a commercial. Like, that's positivity. You were in a commercial, Mike.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to him that you can't see him. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was there was enough for him.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
That was great. Yeah. That was good.
So good for you, Mike.
Also, plus 5 for having a sick car.
Oh, yeah.
He has a sick car.
That is a sick car.
But then also 5 points to Sully for convincing him to not because there was a power shortage.
This America and the world. Conserve.
Conserve.
Reduce. Reuse. Recycle. Compost.
Coming from two people who own cars.
Mine's a hybrid. The past 3 days, I have not driven my car once. I biked. Or I didn't leave my house.
The second one sounds great.
It was yesterday when it snowed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in April. Late April.
That was brutal.
It was brutal.
I was at work all day.
Once again, global warming.
Once again. Yeah.
So bike when you can, people. It's the best way to get around the city.
Yeah, in Chicago, it's really easy, too. It's mm-hmm. just flat.
Yeah, it's great.
Just flat.
There's like one part where I have to go up over a bridge when I go to one of my jobs, and I'm like, oh, it's brutal. But anyway,
it's really not that bad. Like, I think about that every time I go over a bridge, I'm like, and then I'm like, if I lived in San Francisco, I would die.
Seattle? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But back to house points. I gave George 5 points because he's got a Neville vibe.
He does have a Neville vibe. Yeah,
totally like a Neville vibe. He does.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay.
-5 to Fungus.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Just blindly going along with Randall.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not blindly. Maybe he was scared. But he still did it.
He still did it.
And I don't approve.
Stupid four eyes.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We both wore glasses. It's fine.
Well, doesn't he have three eyes? So he would be a six eyes. I can't remember. Anyway, I feel like I've given the points I want to give.
I feel like that's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the totals. Cool.
Okay. Through the magic of arithmancy, I have added the house points for this episode. This episode, Hufflepuff got 35 points. Gryffindor also got 35.
Mm-hmm.
Ravenclaw got 45. Slytherin, just 10. We only had one Slytherin. So that brings the house point totals this season. Hufflepuff, 271. Gryffindor, 491. Slytherin, 345. And Ravenclaw, 280.
Okay. We got one more episode. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to... Maybe it's going to be heavy with someone else. Actually, there have been episodes where houses have gotten like almost 200 points. So.
And I'm thinking about their future episode. Because I know what it is. You guys don't. Nora knows what it is. And I think we're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Or at least another house is going to take the lead.
Yeah, I think...
Maybe.
Yes. So other houses have a good chance.
Yeah, I think there's a fighting chance. Anyway.
Anyway.
Y'all, you can find us on all types of social media.
You sure can. Like
Twitter and Instagram. Both you can follow at GetSortedCast. And be sure to check out Instagram too, because we add some extra characters that you can sort just for fun. And that's listener pick.
Yeah, like, make sure to check our stories.
Yes. It's fun. And we also are on Facebook at GetSortedCast. Or Facebook.com/GetSortedCast, or just look us up.
Yeah, Google.
Hit that search button.
What's our website?
Our website is GetSortedCast.wordpress.com. But hopefully in the future, once we get to $15 a month on Patreon.
What's the Patreon link?
Oh, Patreon is Patreon.com/GetSortedCast. Yeah,
that'll help us get our own domain. And if you can't afford to support us financially, you can always support us by hitting that subscribe button, leaving us a review, and rating us. That's always helpful. Let's tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spread the good word.
Spread the good word. We're doing this for the love of it. Yeah,
We're
doing it for the love of it. And we'd love if you would love it. And share it with more people to love. So
love is love.
Love is love.
Love, 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 love.
Love trumps hate. It's true.
It does. As we learned from Harry Potter.
Yes. That's great. But that's all our plugs.
So I'm Beth Reinstein.
And I'm Nora Chin.
And you just got sorted. Ah!
Get sorted.